Hey, boys, how you doing today? Did you do any prayer real quick?
Brother in Mexico.
Hey, brother in Mexico, anybody else?
The Sykes.
Who? The Sykes, okay.
My brother in Paraguay.
Our brothers in Paraguay. Okay, anybody else? Lord, thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. We ask that you be with the brother around the world, Lord. We ask that you be with Jason and his family, Lord. We ask that you help your Robin and it's your will, Lord. We ask that you guide us, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Okay, so I think today we're in Psalms 131, right? 132 and Bible said, aren't you set here? Well, remember David, O Lord, and all his meekness, how he swore to the Lord, how he vowed to the Lord of Jacob, I shall not enter my dwelling, I shall not recline on my bed, I shall not close my eyes in sleep, nor my eyelids for dozing, nor give any rest to my temples, until I find a place for the Lord, a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephraim, we found it in the plains of the wood. Let us enter into his tabernacles. Let us worship at the place where his feet stood. Arise, O Lord, into your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. Your priests shall clothe themselves in righteousness. Your saint shall greatly rejoice for your servant David's sake. Do not turn away from the face of your anointed. The Lord swore to David this truth, and he shall not reject it. I shall set upon your throne one from the fruit of your loins, if your sons keep my covenant, and these testimonies I shall teach them. Then their sons shall sit upon your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He chose her for his dwelling. For this my place of rest in the ages of ages. Here I shall dwell, for I have chosen her. Blessings I shall bless her province. I shall satisfy her full with bread. I shall clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall rejoice exceedingly with great joy. There I shall cause to spring up a horn for David. There I prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I shall close with shame. Upon him shall my sanctification flourish. So, in the Psalms, what was David wanting to do for the Lord? In the very first seven sentences. What was he wanting to do for the Lord?
Find a place for the Lord.
Okay, find a place for the Lord. What kind of place was he going to find for the Lord? What was he going to do?
He's
going to
obey God.
Okay, he's going to obey God, but what was he going to build for the Lord?
A tabernacle.
Okay, or a temple, yeah. Okay. Does anybody remember if David built the temple for the Lord?
He didn't.
No. Why did David not build the temple for the Lord?
Because he was a man of war.
He was a man of war. Why? Who built the temple for the Lord?
Solomon.
Okay. What did David? What did the Lord swear to David? In this right here. Can you find it in the sentence? It would be between after 7 and before 14. Descendant of David sit on the throne forever if they followed one condition. What was the condition?
Didn't turn away from God.
didn't turn away from God, but they kept his commandments, right? Okay. Does anybody have any questions about this? No questions? Okay. Your assignment for next week is going to be, you're going to give an example. This is a question. Okay, what is God's church today? Or how do we worship God today? You can answer either one of those questions. That'll be for the big boys or for the little boys. Yeah? Okay, and then y'all can do your assignment, yeah?
We were supposed to get an example of somebody that was humble and in the Bible or in today and history. And I saw Paul, he was humble and followed the Lord and preached wherever the Lord told him to go. Matthew 18:4, whoever humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Queen Esther was humble about going to see the king because back then it was illegal to see the king uninvited, and she was humble, and the king extended his golden scepter.
Ruth was humble when she asked for Boaz's protection and provision, and he granted it.
Moses was humble, and he led the people in through Israel and gave them water when they asked for it.
I thought about Peter because it always seemed like he wasn't thinking that he wasn't able to do better.
Our assignment was the same thing, and I thought about Moses. It says, Bible says he was the meekest man that ever lived, and one other version says he is very humble.
I got Matthew 18:4. Whosoever humbles himself as this child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
I got 1 Peter 5:5. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
Start here in Mark 1, verse 6. Now John was clothed in camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and he preached, saying, there comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And it's obvious that he was completely not concerned about how he is dressed, or they pointed out how he was clothed and what he ate, probably because it was something really off the wall. And he was obviously humble because he said he wasn't even worthy to unloose Jesus' strap of his shoe.
I thought about Jeremiah, and here in the beginning of Jeremiah, there's some verses here. This is what God told Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I sanctified you. I established you a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah said, O Lord and Master, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command, you shall speak.
I thought about how in Genesis it tells about Joseph's brother Judah, that he humbled himself and said he could stay and be a servant to Joseph forever if they didn't have to bring Benjamin along.
I got Moses. He was really humble in his job, didn't exalt himself, and he tried to obey God and just wasn't proud about his position.
I thought about King Solomon, and God told him that he could, God would grant him one thing, whatever he wanted, and he could ask for power or riches or anything, but he just humbly asked for wisdom.
I've been thinking a lot about humility and just, the verse that says, hang on, it'll come to me in a second. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I just thought about how the way of pride for everybody seems like the right way. And it's only in trusting God and laying down our own desires and stuff like that, our own expectations, our own desires. It's only trusting Him as a child that gives us true peace with Him. And I was thinking about how oftentimes I try to put God in a box, or try to put my life, my struggle in a box, and think, what can I do to make me feel good about what I'm doing or what I'm accomplishing? But then I was thinking how we can't trust in our feelings. We can't set out to secure our feelings. We have to trust in God wherever He leads us. And I was thinking about Job, how he didn't even though he was a righteous man, and he said he was a righteous man. He said, I'm righteous, God. But I don't understand what you're doing. Why are you doing this to me? So he had questions, but he trusted God, and that's why he was righteous.
I had Proverbs 16:18-19. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
I thought about Paul. He was humble at all his days, since he started following God, and he just did what God told him to and preached to whoever He told him to.
I thought of Joseph whenever he was in his brother sold him into slavery and everything he went through. He could have got bitter, got mad at God or mad at his brothers, and even after he was made ruler in Egypt, second ruler, he still stayed humble. And when his brothers came, he could have had them thrown in jail, and they would have never known why. But he stayed humble.